Materia is confused. Hello and welcome to Matt D'Elia is Confused. This is Matt D'Elia, and if you listened to the last episode, you know I am in Montana. I am still in Montana. If you listened to the last episode, you know that I recorded it from a bed, laying down in bed in a hotel in Montana. I am still doing that. And if you listened to the last episode, you know that my hotel room was the size of a fucking shoebox. That last part has been changed. I complained. I complained because when you're stuck inside a shoebox, you complain. That's what you do when you're stuck inside a shoebox. And that's what I did, and they accommodated for me, and now I'm in a much bigger room. There are two beds in here, and still not really any place to sit. And so I'm laying in one of the beds, still doing the laying down thing, still in Montana. Still fucking freezing outside, but my room is bigger than a shoebox now, so I'm pretty happy about that. Also, it's midnight in Montana. I am recording this on November 3rd, 2020, which is Election Day. At midnight Montana time. And it will be available for you to be listening to as soon as the morning of Election Day. But they've been keeping me busy up here. As anyone who listened to the last episode knows, the reason I'm in Montana is because I came out of retirement. As an actor, I retired years ago, and I've been lured out of retirement for this one role. And when I can talk about it more, I will. But what I wanted to do, I wanted to make sure, even at this late hour, or maybe especially at this late hour, to record a special, I mean, it's going to be just like the rest of them, but a special Election Day episode. The next time you hear my voice, the election will be over. Thank motherfucking fucking God. This election season feels like it's been 7 years. I feel like Joe Biden and Donald Trump have been running against each other since before the 2016 election. That's how long it feels like it's been. Speaking of the 2016 election, just last night I couldn't sleep and I went on YouTube and I scrubbed through the first debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in 2016. And first of all, Donald Trump looks so much fucking worse now than he did in 2016. And in 2016, he looked fucking terrible. In 2016, he looked fucking terrible. And now, 4 years later, as he runs for re-election, he looks so much fucking worse. It makes you wonder if he wins, what he's going to look like in 4 years. He's going to be 400 pounds. His skin will be the color of fire, of fiery flames in a fucking bonfire. And that'll be that. However, I mean, I'm not going out on a limb here, but I do think Joe Biden's going to win. Here's the deal. Unless the polling industry is an actual, complete, and total fucking sham, Joe Biden should win this election. People like to say, oh, but 2016, the polls were wrong too. The polls were like kind of wrong in 2016, but also within the margin of error. They were. If you were paying attention, you knew that Trump closed the gap in the final week or two of the election. And then he pulled off an upset for sure, but it was within the polling margin of error. Now Trump is not really in the polling margin of error. So if he wins, the polling industry is as useful as a fucking hot poker in your asshole. And there will be no reason really to look at another poll ever again. And as you know, if you're a listener to the show at all, you know that I want Joe Biden to win. And the reason I want Joe Biden to win, the reason I voted for Joe Biden, is because I don't want a really terrible guy to be president. Just a total troll fucking asshole. Not even getting into his actual policies, which most of which I actually don't like. Possibly needless to say, but it's worth saying. Before that, I don't want a total troll asshole whose voice I have to hear every single fucking day for another 4 years. I don't want that. This to me is more important than his policies, that most of which I don't agree with. I don't want a total fucking troll asshole in my fucking face for another 4 years. I don't give a fuck. Even if I did agree with him about everything, even if the policies he was fucking implementing for the country were exactly what I wanted, I would still be like, I don't want a fucking total troll asshole in my face every year, every day for the next 4 years. I don't want it. I just did that and I don't want it, and I want it gone. Now, is Joe Biden a fucking great candidate? Obviously not. He's a demented grandpa. Also, that sound that you hear, just to take a brief detour, because I'm not in my normal recording room, it's not controlled. The sound here is fucking crazy. That is a steam heater. The fucking hotel I'm in is so old, they heat it with steam, a steam-powered heating system. And in your room, you don't get to control the heat at all. The heat just comes on when it wants to come on. And it goes, tss. But when it first turns on, it goes, kung, 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 tung, tung, kung, 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 tung. It sounds like Vin Diesel warming up his voice to do a big acting scene. Feels like I do. That's what the fucking steam heater, the sound the steam heater makes. He goes, feel like I do. Tss, tss, tss. Like the fucking old dial-up internet. Dung, dung, tuk, tuk, dung, dung. Dung. You've got mail. Maybe so fucking out of breath. Good thing I'm laying down already. Would have fucking passed out. But yeah, demented grandpa aligns with my policies way more. But even if it didn't, I'd rather fucking regular demented grandpa. Probably not going to have to think about him every fucking day for the next 4 years if he's president, Joe Biden. What a relief that'll be. I voted. Did you vote? If you didn't vote, you can still vote. In many, many states, you can still register to vote and then vote. On election day. And here's the thing. I hate when people are like, vote. You gotta vote. Because most people, when they say that, they mean vote for the person that they're voting for. That's always why people say to vote. I just say to vote. I don't care who you vote for. Obviously, I have a preference. I'd rather the person I voted for be voted for by other people. That is natural. However, I actually mean just vote. Because when I see the fucking statistics about the amount of people who voted, I get so fucking depressed. I saw a pie chart just the other day reminding me. So 65 million people voted for Hillary. 62.5 million people voted for Trump. Whoops. Why is the guy that got less votes president? Whoops. That's a fucking problem. That's a big fucking problem. Guy got 2.5 million less votes. And one, that's a fucking problem. Fix it. Thanks. Fix it so it makes more sense. Thanks. But yeah, 65 for Hillary, 62.5 for Trump. And then 100 million people who were registered just didn't vote. That's just like just over half of the voter, the people who are eligible to vote. Hey, vote. Fucking vote, because it's depressing when you don't vote. Do you think things? Do you care about things? Do you care about anything in life? Do you care about anything in life? Do you have feelings? Do you have opinions? Do you have a mind that works? Then don't be one of those people who's like, I don't really care about politics. Yeah, you do. You just don't realize it. There are things that you care about that are affected by things you potentially vote on. Even if you don't realize it. Fucking vote. Wow, that's such an annoying sound the fucking steam heater makes. Every fucking hotel here in Montana used to be a brothel. And I'm positive this hotel was too. This hotel's like kind of like nicer, I guess you could call it that. Jesus fucking Christ. But every place in Montana, let me just go there. I'm going to expand it from just hotel. Every place you go in Montana was a brothel, is what I'm starting to understand. Unless it's like a parking lot or really modern office building that was built in the last like 20 years. Other than that, it was a brothel. Because everywhere you go in Montana, it's like, oh yeah, this was an old mining town. Which makes sense, because when you go around here, you're like, oh, why the fuck is anybody here? There's no reason for anybody to be here. But it's because like 150 years ago, some people who were miners had families, and then they had families, and all those families just fucking stayed, and they're like, oh, fuck it. Even though there's nothing to mine anymore, they're just like, we're here, fuck it. But yeah, everything, when there was like money here, everything that was built, everything was a brothel. Because the miners were out in their fucking tents just trying to get rich. And then there were like saloons and brothels. So I guess some of the places here were saloons, to be fair. The rest were brothels. And I've been in a couple of the other hotels. And when you walk in, you know it was a brothel. You can feel the horrible energy of like shitty men being shitty to women. And like paying them 2 cents to fuck them. That's the vibe I get whenever I go inside an establishment in Montana. I think some shitty guy who was shitty to women paid a prostitute, a female prostitute, 2 cents to fuck her. So needless to say, I don't love Montana. People here are cool, though. People here are fucking cool. But I like everybody, so I go anywhere and like the people, you know? I'm just that kind of guy. But yeah, just fucking vote, because it's annoying if you don't. That is a good enough reason to vote. Don't be annoying. Just vote. What the fuck? People. Trump does these fucking rallies, as you must know. He did like seven today, seven in the last 30 hours or something. It's so clear that the only thing he likes doing as president is doing the rallies. And what he does at all of them, the thing he does at all of them, this is true, this is real. The thing he does at all of them is on a loudspeaker, or not on a loudspeaker, on the speaker system, because there's always thousands of people there crammed in like sardines, all getting COVID. Hey, you want to get COVID? Go to a rally. I saw something where it's like fucking 30,000 people got COVID at Trump rallies so far. and like 700 people died, something like that. I'm not the fucking news. I don't know. But that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is at his rallies, he fucking plays, or over the speaker system, they play as he walks up and exits. They play YMCA by the Village People, which is both culturally, socially accepted and scientifically provable as the gayest song ever made. It's stood the test of time. People love YMCA. I love YMCA. I danced to YMCA in the sixth grade talent show. But it's proven to be the gayest song of all time. Donald Trump, the image he puts forth is the most like macho bullshit thing. And obviously his demo is not the LGBTQIA community, needless to say. Most of the community is supportive of Joe Biden. Most, if not all, but very close to all. And yet, Trump's coming out to fucking YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. You can fuck some guys. You can jerk off some guys. You can suck on some guys' dicks. But yeah, no, speaking of jerking some guys, there's a dance that Trump does. There's one specific dance that Trump does because he's 74 or whatever and 300 pounds or whatever. So he can't like really dance, but he just stands there with his feet really close together, bends over a little bit at the hips, and leaning forward a little bit, and sticks his hands back and forth. One, two, one, two, one, two, to the beat. One, two, one, two, one, two. And it looks like he's jerking two dicks. It's like the whole dance. The whole dance he's doing, it's like the jerking two guys dance. And the people at the rallies who are MAGA'd the fuck out, all white. I've seen these rallies. I swear to God, I look for non-white people. I can't find them. Not the most gay-friendly audience one would imagine. And yet they fucking love it. It's like the perfect summation of what he is and how I just do not understand his appeal and how everything about his ascent politically is confusing. Here's this guy who is, he projects this like tough, macho, rah-rah time machine backward thing. I don't want to say he's anti-gay, but a lot of people think so. You could make that argument and probably win that argument. But he's certainly not the widely supported by the LGBTQIA community candidate. That would be Joe Biden. And he's just up there playing the gayest song ever to exist, scientifically proven to be that. Doing a dance that looks like, it doesn't even look like a dance, it just looks like he's jerking two guys off to for pleasure. And his MAGA fucking crowd loves it. Nothing about what I just said makes sense. Everything about what I just said is true. Jerking two guys off. I love to fuck guys. I love I love to fuck hot guys. I love to drug two guys. I will jerk you off, and I will also jerk your best friend. I mean, it doesn't compute. I want to hear a remix, though, but those lyrics. I might like that one even better. I fucking love the Village People, I gotta be honest. They got some good songs. They got that song Hot Cop. I fucking love that song. Because he's a hot cop. Hottest cop on the disco scene. People say that he's a dancing machine because he's a hot cop. Hot cop, you know? So straightforward. Also, hey, Donald Trump, if you're gonna fucking do the Village People, the one that fits the shit you do is this song. Bing, 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 bing. Bing, 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 bing. Wanna feel your body, baby. That's a thrill, such a thrill, my body. Hey. Wanna touch my body. It's too much, my body. Hey. Check it out, my body. Don't you doubt my body, baby. I mean, taking so long to get to the part I want to get to. Every man wants to be a macho, macho man. To have the kind of body always in demand. Jogging in the morning, go man, go. Workouts in the health spa, muscles grow. You can best believe me, he's a macho man. Glad he took you down with anyone you can. Hey, hey. K, macho, macho man. I got to be a macho man. We can still jerk two guys to this song, and it's more in line with what's up with him. He's the macho guy. That's his whole thing. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, that's enough. I'm going to tell a little story about myself before I get back into the Election Day special. And when I was in sixth grade, I did the YMCA for the talent show, as I said, with my friends Jeff Hull, Robbie Ward, and Mike Ree. Robbie Ward, you know? You can't be named Robbie as an adult and be taken seriously. Obviously, he was a kid. Now he's Rob. So it worked out for everybody. But the four of us performed YMCA for the school. And we had to audition it for the four teachers. We had four teachers in sixth grade. It was an even split between the shitty shithead teachers, Miss Chayevich and Miss Endicott, and then Miss Healy and Miss Carey, the two Miss Healy and Miss Carey, were the nice ones. Miss Endicott and Miss Chayevich, or as I like to say, Miss Chayevich, because that's what she was, fucking burned her. They were the mean ones. So we, Michael Ree, Robbie Ward, Jeff Hull, and Matt D'Elia, auditioned our YMCA. Jeff Hall's sister, older sister, taught us the dance moves. We went into audition because we had to get it approved for to be able to do it on stage in front of the whole school. And so we did it in front of the four teachers. They approved it. Obviously, we fucking killed it. The end. On the day, we go, we do it. We fucking do the whole dance. We kill it. We fucking slaughter it. It was a sight to behold. We did so well. I was the construction worker. Jeff Fuck. Robbie was a cop. Cause he's a hot cop. Hottest cop in sixth grade. Wow. And Michael Rhee was... Look, it wasn't... It just was the case that he happened to be the Native American. We're not proud of it, but it's true. And Jeff, I guess, was the firefighter? Who fucking cares, ultimately, though, right? Anyway, we fucking killed it. The whole school went nuts. Standing ovation. Everybody's chanting my name. Matt, 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 Matt. That part didn't happen, but that would be cool. And feeling great. On top of the world. We're finishing sixth grade. We just slaughtered a talent show. We're about to go to middle school. We're fucking living life. We're fucking living life. We are living la vida loca. And then right after, I'm flying high, tip top. Sarah Hudson comes up to me. Sarah Hudson's girl that everybody liked. She was my girlfriend for a time, but we hit the rocks and then it ended. But hey, look, I'm okay with it. She came up to us and was like, you guys are in so much trouble. We were like, what? And she was like, yeah, Miss Endicott is furious. Why? I don't know. Something about the dance you guys did wasn't okay. Okay. But we auditioned the dance. Oh, well, I don't know. She's mad. Okay, okay, whatever. Obviously, very shortly after, we get called in, the four of us. And there's the two shitty mean teachers and the two nice teachers. And the two nice teachers are silent. And the two shitty mean teachers are going off on us. Because when they go, the fucking... Let me find it. The part of the song. Oh, yeah, it's coming. When you learn your duck, you can jerk to guys at a MAGA rally and it will... be very confusing. Okay, so that part, the we did like a pelvic thrust, okay? But we did it in the fucking audition. And all those fucking asshole teachers already saw it. Miss Chea Bitch and Co. But now, here's what happened. In retrospect, I understood, but I didn't at the time. There were parents there. And the parents complained. And instead of being like, yeah, we approved it, it's our fault, they blamed us and said we snuck in a dance move, an inappropriate dance move, in between the audition and the performance. And let me tell you, I will take this to my fucking grave. That is not true. Okay? That is fucking not, that is not fucking true. We did the pelvic thrust. Okay, so that's what it was. And I'm like the only one. I think the other kids were like crying because it was like the punishment was we couldn't play in the fucking teacher student softball game. And that was like the whole thing for everybody, you know? That was the whole reason of going to school. And they're crying, but I'm like being a lawyer and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, we did. We did this for you. You approved it. We wouldn't have done it if you didn't approve it. And they were like, no, we didn't see it. And I was like, well, then you weren't fucking looking, you know? Anyway, we didn't win the argument. And the good part of the story is coming up now. After school, fuck, have I told this story before? Don't care, telling it again. After school, my mom's coming to pick me up. And before I went to her car, she saw Sarah Hudson, the girl I mentioned before, and my other two friends, Gina and Meredith, and they told my mom what happened. They told my mom that me and the other boys were really upset and really obviously shocked about what happened. And she fucking puts her car in park and just flies out of the car. Before I even get there, I see my mom storming past me. And as she flies open the fucking door, where she at? No. Oh, no, no. This is what happened. She fucking walks past me and she goes, "Where are they?" And I was like, "What? What? Who? The teachers." And then I point to the room. Okay. So she goes to the room and the teachers are in. So now she kind of doesn't even know what happened. But I guess she got the information from Sarah. And all I see is down the fucking hall, I see my mom swing the door open and fling her finger inside the room. All I can see is her, though, in profile. Can't see anyone inside the room. The angle is just, I can only see down the hall. And my mom sticks her finger out into the room and she goes, "How dare you?" And fucking goes inside. And the door closes behind her. And I'm like, wow. And I was with my other friend, Rustin. We watched it happen. And Rustin turns to me and goes, "Whoa, your mom's pissed." Anyway, that's my YMCA story. The end of the story is that we got to play in the fucking teacher-student softball game. We were fucking right, dude. We auditioned the fucking pelvic thrust, period. And fuck anyone who says we didn't. We fucking did. I should have Miss Chavich on the show. If she's still alive. So, Miss Chavich, thanks for joining the Matt Delia is Confused. I just have one question for you. Why'd you fucking lie and throw us under the bus about the YMCA pelvic thrust? Why'd you do that? All right, I'm going to take a break now, and then I'm going to talk more about the fucking election tomorrow, which, thank God, is tomorrow, actually today, because I can't fucking wait to not talk about it anymore. To not fucking hear about it anymore. Fucking yay, dude. All right, I'll talk to you in a minute. Good. Don't go anywhere. Matt Delia is Confused. We'll return right after the break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I'm back. And I want to talk about something about the election, because in 2016, the whole thing was lock her up. Hillary Clinton's the biggest fucking criminal in the world. And obviously that resonated with a lot of voters, because Trump fucking won. And you got to imagine, because it was so close in so many different states, that by the slim margin that he won, you got to figure that that messaging on his behalf was ultimately the difference. So I think that, that really had legs. The Clintons as criminals. Hillary Clinton as criminal. I never bought into it. She never seemed like a criminal to me. She just seemed like a fucking slippery, shitty-ass politician. A robot. Like the thing about politicians that everyone hates. The reason Trump won. The thing he railed against, the thing he wasn't, and the reason he won. But the fact that he's just doing it again against Joe Biden, he's just saying the Bidens are a crime family, the most corrupt politician ever to run for public office, the most corrupt politician ever to serve in the Senate or the White House, because he was vice president, obviously, for Barack Obama. Like, hey, man, you can't say that about everybody you run against, because at a certain point, you're obviously just lying. It's like the fucking thing they say about, like, if you have a friend, right? If you have a friend and let's say he is constantly paranoid that his girlfriend is cheating on him, and he's insisting, "I know she's cheating on me. I just know it." And you're like, "Why? Why? How do you know? Have you caught her doing that?" No, I haven't caught her, but I just know. I can tell. If this is your friend, you might be like, well, I don't know. He obviously knows her better than I do. He must know that. I've never seen that. I've never gotten that vibe, but he knows better than me. And he's probably right. I guess maybe there's something to that. You'd think, oh, maybe there's something to that. Maybe not he's right, but you'd think, oh, there's something to that. Maybe something's up. But then they break up. Then a year later, whatever, he gets another girlfriend. And then he's like, I just know she's cheating on me. I just fucking know it. And you're like, well, why do you think that about this new girlfriend? Have you seen it? Have you caught her doing that? No, I just know. She's doing it. She's cheating on me. You'd be like, hey, man, you're fucking crazy. You need help. So the biggest criminal ever to run for president only works once. It's like that thing you say about if you're blaming the other person for the same thing every time, it's definitely you, not the other person. That's what's going on, dude. All he does is talk about how his opponents are criminals. Hey, man, you're a criminal. I read an article today about how he's scared shitless about when he loses or whenever he's out of office, whether it's now or in 4 years. He's scared of like going to jail. It's just like simple projecting, you know? It was like when I was a kid, my little cousin, my childhood dog named Cody, he was like a very excitable dog, and people like small, like kids, Cody would get really excited around. And when dogs, male dogs get excited, and male dogs with a lot of energy get excited, maybe you've noticed, they fucking hump, okay? So Cody would mount Nick's like the side of his body and just hump him. And what he would say is, Cody doesn't like it. He would say, Cody doesn't like it. Okay? Cody's humping him and so happy and excited. The dog is living. And this kid's trying to tell us Cody doesn't like it. And it was so innocent and cute. He was like 7. And it was obvious that he didn't like it, but he was too embarrassed to say that he didn't like it. But he needed the thing to stop. So he insisted on telling everyone that Cody didn't like it. We laughed. He was cute. He was 7. When the president is 73... and does it in a way that he's constantly calling his political opponents criminals, it's a little bit more complicated, a little bit more adult, a little less innocent, literally. But it's basically the same fucking thing. It's, oh no, people are looking at me, they see what's going on, and I'm going to say it's the other guy. If you keep doing the same thing with everybody, if you keep on running the same fucking story, the same problem with everybody you get entangled with, it's you, not the people you get entangled with, okay? And meanwhile, oh man, this shit is killing me. I was talking about last week about the Hunter Biden shit. This is the whole thing that the right has. They want to focus on Hunter Biden and his fucking laptops. About all the explosive material on it proves they're a fucking crime family. And they insist, they're so fucking adamant. Corrupt crime family, politician, career politicians bilking the American people when they're supposed to be serving them. You look this shit up, you can't find the shit. If shit's real, if shit's out there, I mean, you listen to Rudy Giuliani talk about it, he's like, I have evidence of Hunter Biden fucking kids. And you're just like, whoa, okay, well, I'm going to go look that up and see if that's true. And then you look it up and there's no place that says that. Nowhere says that. Except Rudy Giuliani and QAnon crazy people. And then you hear, oh, he was a bagman for his, Hunter was a bagman for his father with the Chinese. There's evidence of it on the laptop. You look up that. You look up the shit on the laptop. That's evidence of that. There's none of that. All there is that I've seen that is even like lightly maybe embarrassing, but he like paid like 21 grand on sex worker shit. Like he wanted to fuck and paid a lot of money for it. Okay? Who gives a fuck? It's not even the candidate. Oh, dude, a candidate's son who everyone knows already had a drug problem, whose fucking mother died horribly in a car crash, whose brother died tragically of fucking brain cancer. He likes to fuck hookers? Who gives a fuck about that? Oh, Hunter Biden made fucking sex tapes and kept them on his personal laptop? Oh, so he's just a guy who is alive? What is the smear even? There's no evidence that he was a fucking bagman for his father on any of his fucking laptop shit. There's no evidence that he did anything illegal with women on his laptop anywhere, period. That's only coming out of Rudy Giuliani's mouth. And when you say, where's the evidence? He's like, I'll show you. Okay, when? It's all there if you want to look. I want to look. Where is it? They just say they have proof and they don't have shit. It's so fucking weird. Oh, he liked to have sex and paid for it? Oh, no way. The president's son is a living, breathing guy? Wow. Who the fuck fucking cares? I mean, whataboutism, whatever, but fucking Donald Trump literally fucked porn stars and paid them off to not talk about it. That is the actual candidate. I don't even give a fuck about that. But to compare that with the other candidate's son who paid for sex and didn't pay to silence anyone about it? I extra don't give a fuck about that. In fact, I couldn't care less about that. I care so little about that, I wish I didn't even know about it because this is clogging up space in my brain that could be used on something else. Who gives a fuck? Hunter Biden liked to fuck, liked to party, and liked to do drugs. Who gives a fuck? And if you're on the right and you pretend to give a fuck about that, you are a fucking hypocrite. And you don't even give a fuck about pretending you're not a hypocrite. Who cares, dude? Who the fuck fucking cares? I was watching CNN earlier. It's still on. It's on mute. I'm looking at something that says 100 million people voted early. 100 million people already voted early. That means only 30 million people need to vote today to top the turnout of 4 years ago. That's good. Because it means more people are voting, which means I feel less depression. Fucking vote. Dude! Vote and prove it to me. Don't fucking pussyfoot. Prove that you voted to me. Send me a fucking DM that proves you voted to me. Or else I'm pissed at you. I don't give a fuck. I'll get 10,000 fucking DMs today. Just fucking send it, dude. I will be fucking mad at you personally if you don't prove to me that you voted. But I was watching earlier. Wow, MAGA hats, you know? I'm just looking at the TV right now. Fucking MAGA hats. See ya. The trollage, dude. The fucking trollage of the MAGA hat. 10 out of 10 trollage. It's so fucking annoying. But they do that shit. I don't know if any of you know this, but they do this. Traditionally, they do this stupid thing where there's this small part. It's not even a town, I don't think. Oh, no, I guess it is. Very small town in rural New Hampshire. And it's called Dixville Notch. I mean, you know, don't name a town that, because there's just so many things you can do with it. I'm just going to leave it at this, Dixville Crotch. Okay? Because it's just asking for it. I'm not going to do nothing with that. Dixville Crotch, they vote. And it's like population fucking 12 or something. And not even all 12 people vote. And they get like less than 10 votes every year. And they do this ceremonious thing where they're all old-fashioned and they sign the ballot and they put the ballot in the box and they line up and just drop it in one at a time. And then there's like a chalkboard next to them. And then there's the person in charge, maybe the mayor, like marks in it with his handwriting on the chalkboard, like 3 votes for Hillary Clinton, 3 votes for Donald Trump, whatever. This year, 5 people voted, and all 5 of them voted for Joe Biden. And I was watching it, and it was so fucking quaint. It felt so antiquated. It always does. But it just made me think about how much Donald Trump has fucking wiped his ass with everything that seemed cute about anything to do with politics ever. Again, it's like the feeling I had watching that first debate with Clinton and Trump. It's just like, oh, the last 4 years have absolutely dramatically changed everything. Now everything completely sucks. And I wonder if it'll ever be the same again. Not that I want it to be like that. I just don't want it to be super fucking depressing like it is now. Dixville Crotch, though, is just so weird. The pageantry, post-Trump. Fuck off, dude. Just vote regular. Don't do the thing that seems cute, because it's not cute. It's just depressing. I did... I'm gonna fucking play that thing I had lined up for you before. So this is some right wing watch shit. What a surprise. Gotta play the greatest hits. But I heard some shit that blew my fucking mind. The mental gymnastics, the like I was saying before, the hypocrisy that some of these motherfuckers can put on display. Here's the thing. If you want to fucking vote for Donald Trump, I don't give a fuck. If you like Donald Trump, I don't give a fuck. Do what you want, but don't lie to yourself and then tell that lie to all of us. It's just here. Okay, so I've played this guy before. His name's E.W. Jackson. He's a pastor, but he obviously, like a lot of other pastors, gets very involved in politics because they got to be maximum annoying. They can't just be a regular amount of annoying. You got to be maximum annoying, so they got to insert them the religious bullshit into politics too. So they got to do both and be double annoying. So listen to what this motherfucker says. I can't even believe a world in which someone could lie to themselves and believe this shit. But here it is.
people can say what they want about the personality of President Trump. I find him engaging and entertaining and funny and interesting. So I enjoy listening to him. But I don't have any doubt whatsoever in my mind that President Trump's first and foremost and only consideration as president of the United States is what is best for the United States of America.
Okay.
I don't believe he can be bought. I don't believe he can be influenced by money or power or fame or any kind of offer. I believe that's who he is. And that's one of the reasons why I so admire him. We're finding out about Joe Biden is exactly the opposite. He's been basically enriching himself at the expense of the taxpayer while basically doing nothing for anybody. People.
I mean, what, dude? Not influenced in any way by money or power or fame. Hey, fucking what? Hey, E.W. Jackson, I gotta ask you a question about the thing that you just said. Fucking what? The guy literally has his New York high-rise apartment made out of fucking gold. What are you fucking talking about? His whole thing is money, power, and fame. And then you want to fucking say that's not true about him and it is about Joe Biden? Hey, fucking what? Like I said, have a reason to vote for Donald Trump and then say that reason. You like that your portfolio is doing well. You like that he fucking... you like the way he handles whatever fucking foreign policy, whatever you like, it's fine to like that, but don't fucking say the exact opposite of what's true. So many people out there are saying the exact opposite of what's true. That's not okay, dude. That is the reason Matt D'Elia is confused. Just stop saying, here's the deal for people so they understand plainly. Stop saying shit that is exactly the opposite of the truth. If you're going to lie, lie a little bit. Don't lie the maximum amount of which the result is the utter opposition of the truth. Diametric opposition to truth. Don't do that. Oh, here's a good one. I haven't actually talked about this guy before. You guys know about Sid Roth? Sid Roth's got this insane fucking YouTube show now. Sid Roth's Supernatural, I think is what it's called, which is insane because it's super Christian. Sid Roth now looks like he's 98, and he may very well be 98. But he's been around for fucking ever, and now he's just on YouTube, which a lot of people are, whatever. And he has various guests on. I've played guests of his before. I'm about to play another guest of his, and this guest's name is Robin Bullock. Now, check out these mental gymnastics.
When the vote for Hillary Clinton, I'm just being bold right here and telling you something. When they voted for this, the champion of abortion herself, when they voted for this, it brought the coronavirus. That's where it came from. Because it said, then it will bring a death that will kill them with death.
Okay. Wow, dude. Fucking what? I love how he's just like, look, I'm just going to be bold here. Look, I'm just going to be bold here, going out on a limb. We're going to say something that is true, but is bold and may knock your socks off. Okay? Hillary Clinton, anybody who voted for Hillary Clinton, they're the reason y'all got COVID. Just fucking war. what? And then Sid's just sitting there with a straight face like, interesting. Fucking interesting. Again, this is the thing I'm just going to come back to as my fucking closing argument. If these motherfuckers are right, then why are they them? I've said this many times before, but if that side is right, why are they them? If those people are right, why are they those people and not people who seem right? I love how motherfuckers like Ben Shapiro are like, the left lost its mind. I can't vote for the left. What the fuck is this then, dude? This is sanity? This is fucking absolute batshit crazy shit. The left lost its mind, so I didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2016, but I am in 2020. What? Fuck you, dude. You want to vote for Donald Trump? Fine, but don't give some bullshit fucking stupid reason. This is madness. BLM is not fucking madness. This is madness. You fucking crazy people. If they're right, why are they them? And not people who are right. If they're right, why are they so obviously not right? That sounds like it doesn't make sense in the literal way, but I think you know what I mean. I've said this before, and I always come back to it. At the baseline, it's the most basic form. How could these people be right? One last thing I do want to say before I go, and before we know the result of the election, which we might not know tomorrow, but I think we will know tomorrow. I have faith. Here's what we're not going to do. Here's what none of us are going to do. Myself included, you included, everybody included. We're not, if the person we want to win wins, we're not going to be a fucking asshole to people on the other side. For instance, if Joe Biden wins, I'm not going to contact the Trump people, the Trump supporters I know, and be like, ha ha, fuck you, we won, you lost. Enjoy these 4 years. I'm not going to do that shit. I'm not going to gloat. I'm not going to gloat on the show. I'm not going to gloat in private. Because you know what? If I did that, I'd be a fucking titanic asshole. And if you're a Trump supporter and Trump wins, don't go around the fucking Biden supporters that you know and being like, ha ha, 4 more years, motherfucker MAGA. Because then you'd be a fucking asshole. Ultimately, we all fucking live together. And sides kind of matter, but there's only ever one president. So whoever wins, if your guy wins, be happy. Good for you. But don't go to the people you know who disagreed with you, who voted for the other person, and go being a fucking asshole. Let's try to get things off on the right foot for the next 4 years. Don't be a fucking asshole. Try it out. See where it goes. And if someone you know does that, even if, for instance, I want Joe Biden to win, if I'm with someone and they supported Joe Biden too, and then we're around people who supported Trump, if my friend was like, ah, we won, fuck you, I'd be like, hey, man, you're a fucking asshole. And he'd be like, well, what the fuck? We won. Fuck Trump. And I'd be like, shut the fuck up, dude. Relax. you're being an asshole. The team stuff has got to fucking go. This isn't a fucking intramural flag football game. This is real shit that real people really care about. So relax on the fucking gloating and relax on being a fucking asshole. See how it goes. I promise you I won't be doing that if Biden wins. I won't be doing that one fucking time. Not even to my motherfucking MAGA friend who hates me now. For reasons I'm not quite sure about yet, but he hates me now. Maybe I'll have more to report about that next week. But yeah, don't be a fucking asshole, okay? Vote for who you want to win. If that person wins, don't be a fucking asshole. The end. That's my parting message to you. And lastly, the very next time I do this, it will no longer be election season. There will be someone who is going to be president. That is my sense. I feel like we will know. Everyone, for some reason, everyone this year is like, we might not know for weeks. What? Fuck that. We're going to know. You know what I mean? I hate that. We're going to fucking know. And I'll eat crow if by the next time I do an episode, we don't know. But my strong sense is that we will know who's president by the time I talk to you next. And that is a fucking relief. There was other shit, non-political shit I wanted to talk about, but I couldn't quite get it in. And guess what? We don't got to worry about this fucking election shit ever again. So I'll save all that stuff for the next time we talk. All right. I love you all. Get your merch. It's going fast. I think some shit's starting to sell out. So get the fuck in there before we got to restock. MattDelia.com/store. Free shipping on orders over $100. And thank you for listening. COVID is going way the fuck up. So do yourself a favor and stay safe and fucking stay home when you can. Because it's fucking spiking like a motherfucker out there. Okay, I love you all, as usual. Vote if you haven't voted. And try to take it easy on election day, because I know a lot of motherfuckers out there are going to be stressed. Take a deep breath and say, okay. All right, I will talk to you guys when we have a newly elected president. Okay.